Thanks for coming out this morning. We love having you guys here. And I tell you every week that your new week is going to go better because you've taken time to honor God. Think about people tuning in all over the world. You took time. These guys stayed up in the middle of the night to listen. But wow, what an honor to have you all here. But I want you to remember this scripture. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. You could be doing a lot of things, but you're diligently seeking Him. God's got good things in store. It's going to be a blessed week and a bountiful 2023 in Jesus' name. Hey, if you're visiting, thanks for coming out. Love to meet you after the service back there in the bookstore lobby, but great to have you here. And like Pastor Nick and all the awesome testimonies, we had a great time yesterday. What an amazing thing, 900 people getting baptized, all walks of life. And just, you know what? Sometimes I think people are praying for revival, but you know what? We're in revival. We're seeing the goodness of God. I mean, we're in the compact center having church. I mean, who would have thought of that 30 years ago? But God's doing great things, and not just in the church, but in your life. He's got some awesome things in your future. And I just believe every time you walk in this building, you can just be reminded that God can take you places that you've never dreamed. You know, God's a big God. We'll write a song about that, a big God. But anyway, I'm joking, y'all. We're just saying it. But anyway, thanks for coming out today. I like to start with something funny. Try to start with something funny, but here I go, y'all. I heard about this minister. He was driving down the road when he got pulled over by a policeman. The officer came to the window and smelled alcohol. He saw a thermos and said, "Sir, what are you drinking?" The minister said, "Just water, officer." He asked to see this thermos. And he took one sniff and said, "This smells like wine to me." The minister said, "What do you know? Jesus did it again." Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about a receiving mindset. God has great things in store for all of us, but too often we don't think we deserve it. We've made too many mistakes. We don't see how it can happen. And instead of receiving the mercy, receiving the approval, and receiving the abundance, we come up with excuses. I can't get well. You saw the medical report. Or I can't be blessed. I've had a rough past. I'll never have abundance. I don't have the training. We don't realize we're self-sabotaging our future. We want to be blessed. We're praying for favor. But because of how we feel about ourselves, we're pushing away the very thing that we want. Paul said in Romans, the gift of righteousness is for all who will receive it. God has gifts for you. He has mercy, wisdom, favor, abundance. You don't earn it. You don't work for it. It's not based on your education, your background. It's a gift. But these gifts won't do you any good if you don't receive them. The enemy will work overtime to try to keep you condemned, feeling unworthy, not good enough, smart enough, attractive enough. But instead of believing those lies, try a different approach. Have a receiving mindset. God, I've made a lot of mistakes, but I receive your forgiveness. My dream looks impossible, but I receive your favor. I don't see how I could ever get out of debt, but I receive your abundance. I've been fighting this sickness a long time. Lord, I receive your healing. Quit rejecting the good things God has for you and learn to receive the gift. You don't have to force it. You don't have to talk God into it. You don't have to perform good enough. Just be a receiver. God, you promise whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So Lord, I receive your freedom today. Lord, you said my latter days would be better than my former days. So Lord, I receive a bright future. Thoughts will whisper, not you. You've had too many bad breaks. You'll always struggle. No one in your family is successful. You have a choice. You can let the gift sit there. Yeah, you're probably right. I want to be blessed, but it's never going to happen. That's self-sabotaging. Do yourself a favor and take the gift. Lord, I receive your abundance. I receive your favor. I receive your blessing on my life. When our children were small, 3 years old and six, I would take them up to the toy store. No special occasion, just during the week. I love being good to them. I say, hey guys, you want to go to the toy store? Do you know they never once said, no, Dad, we don't deserve it. We're not worthy. We didn't clean our room. I bit my brother. I threw food at my sister. As children, they knew how to receive. They didn't start debating whether or not they deserved it. They didn't question me as their father. Was I telling them the truth? Did I really mean it? They just received the gift. And the scripture says you have to have faith as a little child. Children have no problem receiving. They haven't been contaminated with all the inferiority, lies about how they don't measure up, what they can't become. But as adults, we can start reasoning things out. I didn't perform up to par. God's not going to bless me. My family all struggles. I'm sure I'll struggle too. I'm not attractive. I don't feel valuable. There's nothing special about me. But why don't you start receiving the gift? God said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He calls you a masterpiece. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb and approved you. He approved you before you could do anything good. He didn't approve you based on your performance. He approved you based on the fact that you're his child, created in his image, crowned with his favor. Now you have to receive that approval, receive that validation, not ordinary, but a child of the Most High God, handpicked by the creator of the universe. Now you may not get this from people, but your heavenly Father says you're one of a kind, a prized possession. Don't go through life feeling inferior, not up to par, not attractive. Have a receiving mindset. God, I receive your approval. I receive your love. I thank you that you have accepted me, that I am worthy, I am valuable, I am a masterpiece. The scripture says it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That means it makes God happy. It gives him great joy to bless you, to forgive you, to show you favor. But there's a condition: will you receive the gift? Will you believe that you're worthy, you're approved, you're valuable, you're blessed, you're favored? Or are you pushing away all the gifts, the love, the mercy, thinking you don't deserve it? You could never get well, never have abundance, never feel attractive. No, if you want to bring God great joy, if you want to make him smile, have a receiving mindset. Start accepting the gifts. Start accepting those promises. He said you haven't seen, heard, or imagined what he has in store for you. Your mind will tell you just the opposite. You've seen your best days. Nothing good is in your future. No, tune that out. Father, I receive a future greater than I've imagined. I receive your far and beyond favor. Our thoughts will tell you, your children will never get back on course. They'll never fulfill their purpose. But God says your children will be mighty in the land. He said the seed of the righteous is blessed. Instead of receiving the doubt, discouragement, how about receiving the faith, receiving the promises? Father, I thank you that my children will become all you've created them to be. I see them serving you, doing great things, leaving their mark. What you're receiving is what's going to come to pass. If you're receiving the doubt, negativity, I can't get well, never break this addiction, always be lonely, you're receiving the wrong things. Start receiving the gifts, the promises. Receive the abundance. Receive great relationships. Receive a long, healthy life. Receive a productive, bountiful, abundant year. One time Jesus was in Galilee teaching the people, and there were so many gathered that he asked Peter if he could borrow his boat. He'd never met Peter, but Peter agreed and let him use it. And Jesus pushed out from the shore and taught the people. When he finished, he wanted to thank Peter. He told him to launch out into the deep and he would catch a great haul of fish. Well, Peter had fished all night and caught nothing. He was tired. He didn't feel like it. But he said to Jesus, "Nevertheless, at your word, I will do it." He went out and caught so many fish that his nets began to break. He had to call another boat over to help. And When they loaded up all the fish, both boats begin to sink. It was a net-breaking, boat-sinking blessing, something Peter had never experienced. But when Peter got to the shore, the scripture says he fell down at Jesus' feet and said, "Lord, please depart from me. I'm too big of a sinner to be around you." He was saying, "I don't deserve this blessing. I'm not worthy of this favor. I've lived a rough life. I have a problem with my temper. I use bad language." He came up with all these reasons why this shouldn't have happened. But God was showing us his blessings are not based on our performance. Yes. His favor, his healing, his freedom, his mercy, it's the gift of God. Something that we don't deserve. We don't earn it. We couldn't work for it. We couldn't make it happen in our own strength. It's simply his goodness. Like Peter, it's easy to find all the reasons not to accept it. But I love what Jesus did. He didn't say, "Peter, you're right. I made a mistake. I chose the wrong person. I didn't realize how unworthy you are. How you have all these weaknesses and shortcomings." No, he said, "Peter, don't be afraid. From now on, you're going to be fishing for people. I'm going to make you one of my disciples. You're going to impact the world. Upon this rock, upon you, Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Can you imagine Peter standing there in amazement, looking around, thinking, "Does he know who I am? I'm not a history maker. I'm a fisherman. He can't build anything on me. I'm not a leader. I don't have any influence." All these excuses flooded his mind, telling him what he was not, how he didn't deserve it, how it would never happen. Something rose up in Peter, despite all the doubt, all the fear, all the insecurity. The scripture says Peter left everything and followed Jesus. His attitude was, "I may be a little crazy, but I'm going to accept this gift. Seems far out, more than I can imagine. I don't have the training, the background. I've made mistakes, but I believe that I'm forgiven. I believe that I'm worthy. I believe I'm a history maker, a barrier breaker, a world changer." Peter had every reason to push away the gift, not receive the blessing, the abundance, the purpose. By the grace of God, he had this childlike faith. Faith that went beyond the natural reasoning and accepted the gift. The scripture says that Peter was awestruck at the size of his catch. He could have gone out and caught a few fish. He would have been grateful. He could have caught a net full of fish. That would have been amazing. He would have been so impressed. But God on purpose did something out of the ordinary, something that boggled his mind. He was awestruck. He didn't know what to think. No wonder he fell down and said, "I'm not worthy. This gift is something that I can't comprehend. This blessing is bigger, greater than I've ever imagined." Like Peter, God is going to bring gifts across your path that you've never seen. Things that are going to leave you awestruck, net-breaking, boat-sinking blessings. You'll be tempted to dismiss it. "I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. How could this be possible?" No, dare to receive the gift. Let that seed take root. Let that promise get down in your spirit. Abundance, overflow, healing, freedom. "Well, Joel, I don't deserve it." None of us deserve it. It's the gift of God. He wants to show out in your life. He wants to trust you with more resources, more influence, more favor. When these moments come across your path, don't push away the gift. Don't talk yourself out of it. "I'm not qualified. It's never happened in my family. That's way over my head." God will on purpose put you in those situations, so you have to trust him. It may be over your head, but it's not over his head. When we were trying to buy land to build a new auditorium, twice the doors closed. I was discouraged and kind of thinking that we were stuck. There was no way that we could keep growing over at the other location. We didn't have the room. A friend called that I hadn't spoken to in a long time. He said, "I want to take you to lunch. It's important." We met the next week and he said, "Joel, I know you're looking for land to build an auditorium, but there's something better. The Rockets basketball team is moving out of the compact center. You should get that building for your church." When he said that, something came alive on the inside. It was like an explosion went off in my spirit. I was awestruck at the thought of it. I couldn't even imagine something that amazing. But like Peter, my mind started coming up with all the excuses. That's impossible. They're never going to let a church have it. Even if they did, Joel, it'd be too expensive. You won't have the funds to buy it. I had to make a decision. Was I going to receive the gift? Let the promise take root? Believe that God could do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what I could imagine? Or was I going to push it away? This is too good to be true. I don't deserve it. I've only been ministering for 3 years. Never been to seminary. How could I handle that favor, that influence? On one hand, I was praying, God, do something awesome. Let me impact the world. Then when the opportunity comes, we're tempted to push it away. Right. No, don't self-sabotage the greatness God has for your life. Don't let fear, unworthiness, doubt, not feeling qualified keep you from stepping in to levels you've never dreamed. Peter didn't feel qualified. He felt unworthy. He had weaknesses. He was unstable, inconsistent. Yet God said, you're going to become a rock. I'm going to build my church on you. God wouldn't have given you the gift if you couldn't handle it. You may not feel qualified, but he's going to train you. You're not a finished product. He's making you, molding you, bringing out talent that you didn't know you had. Now you have to do your part and receive the approval, receive the confidence, receive the abundance. And yes, we had some big obstacles, but God fought our battles, brought down the giants, and gave us the compact center. But here's what I want you to see. This would have never happened had I not had a receiving mindset. You have to receive it in your spirit before it will come to pass. But too often, we're good at receiving the negative, receiving the discouragement. You'll never get well, never pay your house off, never get back on course. You've seen your best days. We think, yeah, you're right. Looks impossible. I've made so many mistakes. Inflation is so bad. You're receiving the wrong things. Start receiving what God says about you. You will lend and not borrow. I receive the abundance. You can do all things through Christ. I receive that strength. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. I receive that protection. You have the mind of Christ. You know the right decision every time. I receive the wisdom. God will make you the happy mother of children. He will give you the desires of your heart. I receive that baby we've been believing for. God will do exceedingly above and beyond what you could ever ask or imagine. I receive the favor. I receive my compact centers. I receive the business. I receive the influence. I receive that victory. It's interesting how people can put things on the internet that are not true. A staff member sent me this screenshot that talked about my net worth. It was like $1 zillion, many, many times exaggerated. They're just trying to stir things up. And this friend says, does that bother you? Should we try to have them take it down? I said, no, leave it up. I receive it. They are prophesying my future. They meant it for harm. They don't realize God's going to use it for good. My attitude is, God, let it happen. Show out in my life. See, I have everything I need, but I'll use it to build the kingdom, to get the message of hope out, to build orphanages, to feed the hungry. Why don't you have that receiving mindset? Don't push away all the good things you're believing for. Dare to receive it. You may not see how. Looks unlikely. You don't have to figure it out. All you have to do is believe. When you believe, all things are possible. When you believe, angels go to work. Chains are broken. Favor is released. Good breaks are set in motion. The scripture says God has blessings stored up for the righteous. There are blessings stored up for you. Blessings that have your name on them. Businesses, houses, ministries, inventions, healing, freedom, children, spouses. They already belong to you. At the right time, God's going to release them. Now the question is, will you receive those blessings? You can't have an I'm unworthy mindset. I don't deserve it. It's too big. I couldn't handle it. That's pushing away what's stored up. Live with a receiving mentality. Every morning, Lord, I receive your love today. I'm gonna love myself and I'm gonna love others. Lord, I receive your peace. I'm not gonna live worried and stressed out. God, I receive your mercy fresh and new every morning. Lord, thank you that you've approved me, accepted me, and anointed me. God, I receive your healing. Thank you that I am healthy, whole, full of vitality, that my youth is being renewed like the eagles. Or how about, God, I receive your favor. Thank you that blessings are chasing me down. Goodness and mercy are following me. That my latter days will be better than my former days. A friend of mine is really great at encouraging people. You can't be around him 5 minutes without him complimenting you and telling you how great you are. Always makes you feel so blessed and so uplifted. But what's interesting is for years, he could never receive a compliment. He always had some reason to downplay it. It's like he had trained himself to not feel good about who he was, to push away any kind of thoughts that would build him up. He would speak in front of people and I'd call him and say, man, you did great today. That was so strong. Yeah, but I got distracted and I should have said this and I left this part out. He didn't realize he was self-sabotaging. He was letting this inner recording keep playing. You're not worthy. You're not good enough. You don't deserve to be happy. You have to turn that recording off and start receiving the approval. Receive the honor. Receive the blessing. You can't love others the way you should without loving yourself. You're supposed to feel good about who you are. You compliment others. Why don't you receive the compliments? Why don't you receive that love? It's not honoring God to go around down on yourself, feeling unworthy, like you don't measure up. The scripture says God has crowned you with his favor. You want to honor God? Put your crown on. Put your shoulders back. Hold your head up high and receive the honor. This friend went with me to an interview I was doing on television. It's a big deal, an hour-long live program nationwide, and I was kind of nervous. When I got finished, we got in the car, and the first thing I said was, I did really good. I felt relieved, and I thought I did great. I didn't think anything about saying that, but he said that moment changed his life. He realized he had never complimented himself. He'd never once said, I did good. That wasn't how he was raised. He was taught, you know, to show your humility, you need to be kind of down on yourself, feeling like you're less than. Don't think too good about who you are. But you can't reach your destiny feeling inferior, inadequate. You have enough people in life against you. Don't be against yourself. You're supposed to feel good about who you are. You're supposed to not only receive compliments, but how about learning to compliment yourself? You build others up, build yourself up. You tell your friends how great they are, tell yourself how great you are. That's not being selfish, that's receiving the approval, receiving the honor. Think about this. When God created the universe, during creation, at the end of each day, God stopped and said, that was good. He complimented himself. Nobody else was around, but he said, you know what? I did good today. He was showing us a principle. Have you ever said to yourself, I did good today? I looked good today? I worked hard today? I was good to others today? Some people, all they do is find the negative. Didn't get enough done. Didn't stay on my diet. Should have spent more time with my children. Shouldn't have said that to my coworker. They focus on all their faults, their weaknesses. It's not doing anything productive to beat yourself up. Being critical toward yourself is not going to help you do better. You're receiving the wrong things, the guilt, condemnation, discouragement. Do yourself a favor and start being for yourself and not against yourself. The scripture says our faith is made effective when we acknowledge everything good. Your faith is not effective when you're pointing out your flaws, focused on your shortcomings, down on yourself. Peter would have never left his mark if he had kept that unworthy, don't deserve it mentality. He learned to receive the approval, receive the mercy, receive the honor that came from his heavenly Father. When the church was first starting back in the book of Acts, they needed someone to speak at the inaugural address, the inaugural service, a very prestigious position. They could have chosen one of the apostles, the religious leaders, an esteemed scholar, but out of all the people, they chose Peter. Look at how his mentality had shifted from "I'm unworthy, go away from me, Jesus," to "let me step up and start the church. I'm well able, I'm strong in the Lord, I am anointed." It all depends on what you're receiving. Start receiving God's approval. Lord, I thank you that I'm a masterpiece. Receive his mercy. Father, thank you that your mercy is bigger than my mistakes. Thank you that I'm redeemed, restored, and forgiven. Receive his favor. Lord, thank you that you're shining down on my life, taking me where I've never dreamed. How about receiving those net-breaking blessings, blessings that will leave you awestruck, your compact centers? Lord, this seems too big, good to be true, but I'm a believer and not a doubter. God, show out in my life. That's what a teenage girl named Mary did. An angel appeared to her and said she was going to have a baby without knowing a man, that he would be the Messiah. You can imagine what went through her mind. That's impossible. That defies the laws of nature. She could have dismissed it, walked away. But she asked the angel, "How can this be?" The angel said, "The Spirit of God will come on you and cause you to conceive." And despite all the doubt, all the uncertainty, she looked at the angel and said, "Be it unto me even as you have said." She was saying, "This doesn't make sense to me. It's never been done, but God, I receive what you promised. Let it happen." She gave birth to the Messiah. You're going to have these times like Mary. It's not going to make sense. The odds are against you. Your mind is telling you there's no way. Don't get your hopes up. You can't get well. You saw the report. You can't get that compact center. It's out of your league. You'll never move into the house, never have that baby. No, dare to do like Mary and say, "God, let it happen. I receive the abundance. I receive the healing. I receive the freedom. I receive this baby we've been dreaming about." Let that take root in your spirit. That's what allows God to do amazing things. But I wonder how many blessings we're pushing away. How many good things God has for us we're not receiving. We don't feel worthy. We don't deserve it. Don't go through life self-sabotaging, receiving the wrong things. The guilt, the insecurity, defeating yourself. Every day, receive what God says about you. "I'm loved. I'm valuable. I'm approved. I'm worthy. I'm a masterpiece. I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm victorious." Friends, it's the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. He has all these gifts for you, all these promises that he's spoken, dreams that he's whispered in the night. Instead of dismissing it, have this receiving mindset. With that childlike faith, "God, I'm in agreement. I know you can do it. Let it happen. If you'll do this, I believe and declare," like with Peter, God's going to do things that leave you awestruck. New doors are about to open. The right people tracking you down. Promotion's coming. Healing's coming. Breakthroughs are coming. The fullness of your destiny in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen? Amen. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, can you stick with me if you can, please? Lord, thank you for what we've heard. I know it falls on great ground. Faithful people here at Lakewood and so many watching and listening. And Lord, today we just let this seed take root. We're going to have a receiving spirit. Lord, there's many times we don't see how it can happen, but Lord, we're going to go beyond that natural mind like a child, Father. We're just going to receive the good things. I just thank you that you're blessing people even today. Lord, just bringing back dreams that they've given up on. Letting promises come back to life. And Lord, I just thank you for doing something unusual, uncommon. Give them an awesome week. Protect them and their children in Jesus' name. With their heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. Now, I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, If you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, and you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it this morning? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. It's so easy. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to recommit your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood. Let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. It's a free gift. Anybody else? Don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Anybody else up top? Watching, listening? Slip your hand up. Anyone else? Well, God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. The scripture says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this after me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make it a priority for the next year that you're going to be here every time you can, in person, online, however you do it. I'll make a promise before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become everything God's created you to be. I know you're busy, Sunday's a day off, you could be running errands, doing stuff, but there's a blessing on your life when you get in a community of faith and you put God first place. We'd love to have you back here. We have a place right over here called New Beginnings after service. If you need any information or prayer, they're happy to talk to you. You guys online can take the New Beginnings course. Plus after service, there's marriage classes and things for women, a lot of different things that we can help you in person and online. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, May 7th, 2023, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you, and I want to speak a blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. See you back real soon.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Wow, a receiving mindset. Yeah. I love that scripture that Pastor Joel shared. It's out of Romans 5:17. It says, the gifts of righteousness are for all who receive them. Yeah. And are you receiving today? I'm sure you're so inspired. It's like, God, I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You know, there's even been times in life where I felt like I did miss something that God had. Yeah. And I'd ask Him for a second chance.
Yeah.
Even a moment to talk to somebody.
Right.
An opportunity to give.
Yeah.
You know, an opportunity, something that I really believe was in my heart from the Lord, but maybe I missed for some reason. And God is about second chances too.
Oh,
I love that.
He is. He's so gracious.
He's so gracious.
Kind. You know, just what Pastor Joel was speaking about reminded me that you know, the Word of God is seed.
That's,
and when you get
it.
Seed,
yes.
You have to put seed in the ground if
right.
you expect it to bear a harvest, right? And so these things that we're hearing, we got to take these and say, Lord, I'm taking them and I'm receiving them. I'm planting them in the good soil of my heart because I believe I'll reap a harvest. And then we don't dig it up with doubt. Like, I wonder if maybe, I don't know.
Right.
You know, you just trust God and you water that seed and you're going to reap a harvest. You're going to absolutely reap a harvest.
I love Hebrews 10:35 says, so don't throw away your confidence.
Right.
It will be richly rewarded.
Yeah.
And our confidence isn't in ourselves, you know, or our ability. Our confidence is God, in God, through
Absolutely.
God, for
He's
God.
The
Scripture says in Him we live and move and have our being. It really comes down to the God factor. And He is so gracious. I don't know about you, but the more I live, the more I realize, wow, no, you're really good.
Yes.
You're like better than what I had imagined.
Better than what we could ever anticipate.
Yeah, He's
sure,
so wonderful.
For sure.
And for us raising 5 children and church and, you know, just going through life, we've been through ups and downs and things that we didn't expect. And in all of that, it was crazy. Even in the worst moments, we could expect the goodness of God.
Absolutely.
He said He would prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Even when you were like going through the rough stuff. I mean, you know, and we've been there. We've been through this fire. Don't smell like the smoke. But man, we've seen the faithfulness of God.
He's so faithful.
He is faithful.
He really
so
is.
I'm so glad you were able to listen today just to get it down deep in your heart.
Yeah.
You can practice it all week. Practice receiving. Lord, I'm a good receiver. You say that in the mirror in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm a good receiver, Lord, because God is good no matter what.
That's right. Speaking of receiving, there are some of you who received Jesus into your heart today, and you made a decision to follow Him. That is the best decision you will ever make. And you know what? Sometimes the enemy comes against you and says, I don't know, can you really keep this up? Let me promise you something. It's not you keeping it up. It's your precious Jesus who's going to help you. And we have classes. We have New Beginnings Online. If you need some support here, we're here to support you in that decision because we know that a decision to follow Jesus is the best way to live your life. You want to know Jesus and to know what His Word says about you. We talked about the Word being good seed, and it gets planted in your heart. And so we want to help you on that journey. So New Beginnings is the way that we do that. And
you can text NEW to 77377.
Yep, that's right.
Yay. And that's
absolutely
for those in the United States. For you know what I was thinking this morning? For you that live in other countries, will you just ask God if you can come visit us? Because
we would
really
love
to have you come over this
come
way.
Visit.
You know, it would be wonderful to have you in the house. But for those in the United States, 77377, text the word NEW, and then you'll jump right into our New Beginnings classes, and it will build your faith.
Yeah.
It will strengthen you. And, you know, we've been walking, Michael and I have been pastors in the house for 16 years. We've been walking with the Lord for a long time, but I don't feel like I've got this whole thing. Like, I understand
There's
everything.
There's always something new to learn.
Yeah,
well,
you
there?
Have to stay in a learning mode. My dad, 82 years old, and he'd be saying, you know what I learned today? So listen, we can all grow. We can all encourage one another. We take turns. One of the ways, if you happen to hablar español, if you speak Spanish and you'd like to come out to our BRIA conference, you can register online. It's going to be an amazing time. It's the 10th anniversary. We have a beautiful lineup of extraordinary speakers, and we'd love for you to be a part if you speak Spanish. So that's this Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, and we just want you to be a part of that. And don't forget, Hope and Life Conference is coming
up. Hope and Life.
June. Yay!
Powerful conference. Don't miss it.
You don't want to miss it.
Don't miss it.
Maybe
if you're
you can
young
come for that.
Or young at heart,
that's right.
Come out to it. I mean, like we said earlier, we gather our children and we bring them all and we tell them, bring your friends. Let's get everybody in here. And we have seen their friends
give
come
their
to know Jesus.
To Jesus.
They gave their heart to Jesus at a Hope and Life conference just because we invited them. And just like Pastor Joel says, sometimes people don't come to church because nobody invited them.
Yeah.
So invite your friends, invite your family, be a part of this. We want to see God use all of these resources to bless you. Get on YouTube, watch other sermons and listen to the things that the resources that we have there, because really it's here to bless you. It's here to help you grow. You're not alone in this. And for those of you who have felt very alone, very isolated, the Lord wants you to know you are not alone. You have a family that's praying for you, believing God for you, and you can come home to hope. That's what we say here.
Yeah.
We want you to come home to hope, and there is a hope in Jesus that will never disappoint you. We love you guys. We bless you and we pray for you daily. We love you so much.
God bless.
God bless.